Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today. Our verses for Friday, the 16th of December. The Old Testament reading comes from Psalm 139, verses 1 and 2. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away.
And from Acts 17, verse 28. In him we live and move and have our being.
I was listening to a sermon that Nathan preached a few weeks ago. Nathan is the leader of the Theta community that does the podcast every Thursday in the fall, winter, spring. He was talking about the meaning of the cultural Christmas. And he basically said that the notion of the cultural Christmas is all about surveillance. Whether it's Santa Claus or some other figure from some other culture, there's always someone trying to motivate you to improve your behavior so that you will perform the right kind of thing and as a consequence, get the right kind of result, a gift or a reward. It was really compelling to me because I know how tempting it is for people to put God in that same position. And this psalm might suggest that God is interested in surveillance also. The problem is, for people that want to assign that role to God, is in the second reading, it says here that St. Paul understood that we as followers of Jesus, those who are in Christ, we live and move and have our being in Jesus.
Yeah.
So our identity, our meaning, our fulfillment is all wrapped up in Christ alone. And because we're wrapped up in Christ alone, any surveillance that God is involved in is meant to help us fulfill that calling in Christ alone.
Well, it can be very comforting to know that God knows everything about me and still doesn't reject or refuse me. He still loves me and takes me as his child and says, I've redeemed you, I've called you by name, you are mine, the Isaiah 43. And I think this is something that we as Christians need to get off this surveillance idea anyway, because it's very damaging.
Yeah.
And it's really just behavior modification. It's like a chart that says, okay, you've done these things, and it's all about being good and adding up and not adding up. So we need to be freed from that and live under grace with one another, because this is often how we treat each other.
Well, the fact is, if I tend to look at you with that kind of a measuring stick, which of course you know, Sonia, I never do. But if I did on those rare days, one out of a million, then I would probably look at myself the same way. Because the judgment you give out, Jesus says, is the judgment you get back. The same scoop that you use to give to others is the same scoop that'll be used back on you.
This is what David and Cynthia talked about on Tuesday with the daily text from Galatians 6, verse 7. God is not mocked. You will reap what you sow.
Yeah, that's right, Sonia. And it's also found in the Lord's Prayer. We get our sins forgiven as we forgive those who sinned against us. There's a relationship here. And when we hold on to things, whether it's judgment, hostility, anger, bitterness, whatever it is, it comes back against us. You know, I think one of the things that I was getting at when I was running down this path, or maybe skiing down this path, or skating in this icy condition here in Minnesota, is that the love chapter, that's the one, 1 Corinthians 13, it could be 1 John 4 as well, that's also a love chapter, but 1 Corinthians 13 says, love keeps no score of wrongs. And that's the temptation for us. If we're under that surveillance mindset without grace, then we're keeping score. Am I better than, worse than? Do I need to do more, do less? You know, it's keeping score. And that lifestyle of keeping score is miserable.
Well, forgive and live in doesn't keep score there. It just simply erases or sponges it off or says, although your sins were many, they are now wiped away or cast into the depths of the sea. Yes, there's going to be offenses. There's going to be scores against you, but you either can hold them against that person or yourself, or you can live with that sponge theology.
Yeah, there you go.
Of Jesus sponges it up.
I know. Yesterday, Sonia, we were talking about giving. You're in giving, and you had a moment of repentance where you asked me to forgive you, and I did. But I realized I had already forgiven you in my head because I had to forgive you in order for us to keep on talking. That's what I needed to do.
That was quick.
Well, it was. And because, of course, I believe in forgiving and forgetting, I can't remember what you did wrong, but it had something to do with money. Anyway, absolution sponges it away.
Yes.
And that's the thing that this second reading is really so important about to me. When Paul says we live and move and have our being in Jesus, we live in Jesus. We move in Jesus. We have our being in Jesus. Our identity is in Jesus. I probably mentioned once what this pastor said last Sunday who preached in our church. He was a missionary to India, and he talked about the fact that when he became a Christian, he added Jesus to his life. And then the following week, he had the worst week of his whole life. And he was praying at the end of the week, why, Lord, I've had so much success in my business, but I've been so miserable. And the response he got was, well, you thought that when you came to know me, that you would add me to your life. But the real truth, Jesus was saying to him, is I add you to my life. So he learned what it meant to have Jesus as his life and to live and move and have his being in him.
You've talked about this idea, these A words, and abiding is the word here that I'm thinking about with the relationship that we have with God through Jesus Christ is this relationship that when we sit down, we can sit on Jesus' lap. And when we rise up, he will hold us and keep us from falling. When we think thoughts that aren't helpful, he also reminds us and we discern that it isn't the best thing for us to say that or do that. He helps us, and the Spirit helps us in our weakness.
Sure.
These verses are very important. It isn't that we're going to be judged for them, but that we are helped through them by abiding in Jesus Christ.
Abiding, living, dwelling in him.
Yeah.
You know, I think about that too, and going back to 1 Corinthians 13, it says there also about what it means for me to know in part. Yeah. While I'm on this earth, I only know in part. This verse talks about being known. But when I come to experience Christ face to face, then I will be known fully, even as I'm fully known. Yeah. So one of the reasons we live and move and have our being in Jesus is we want to live in a relationship to this God who knows us fully and, like you said earlier, does not reject us, says, I'm not ashamed of you. Yes. I'm not going to run away from you. I'm going to hold you, and no one can snatch you out of my hand. That's the power of the forgiveness that comes from Jesus Christ.
What was fun yesterday with the Theta podcast was this freedom that they had with one another in their community. And it was wonderful to experience that. With one voice, they blended and rejoiced. And it says, even in our human ups and downs, and our ins and outs, and when things don't seem to be going along perfectly, we try to avoid that too and not let people know.
We can edit it out of the podcast.
Right. But to have that be real was wonderful. So thank you, Theta, for being so free.
Yeah, but you're fired. We'll never have
Don't
you on again.
Don't do that again.
No.
We've got it on the list. Well, I have a...
Right. Now you're on Santa's naughty list.
I have a shepherd's voice.
That's easy for you to say.
I know. Well, I usually call it the grace prayer, but I want to keep up with my friend Nathan.
Of course. But Jeff calls it the shepherd's voice, too.
Yes. Jesus says, daughter and son of Zion, I knew you before you were born. All of your inmost parts, your desires and needs, your strengths and your weaknesses. I now see your unique qualities that set you apart. So continue to listen to my call as I continue to search you so that you will rely on me in all things. I have placed you into a forgiven, living community so that as you abide in me and trust me through all strains, stresses, joys, and celebrations of life, you will overflow with the knowledge that you are my offspring and I live and move with the Spirit in you. Amen.
Well, I don't want to be judgmental, Sonia, but that was really good. Spoke to my heart. Thank you. Here's our prayer from the Daily Text for today. Great God, you have made my life your dwelling place, but I confess that sometimes when I am in trouble, I feel you are far from me. Forgive me when I think blessing means trouble-free. I know Jesus also suffered, even though he lived by your Spirit. Hold me as I walk with you through every dark valley. Amen. As we approach the end of the year, there are many of you that are sending in gifts to help us with our podcast ministry, and we do appreciate your donations. As you can see, we have improved some of the resources that we have every day now. You get an actual verse that's there with the prayer as well, and we're going to be adding soon this element of interaction that we are excited to include as a way to help make listening to these words every day and sharing them more meaningful for all of us. So thank you for your donations. They do make a difference, and they are helping us improve our podcast so that we can do a better job of getting this word into those places where you and others live and making the impact of the word made flesh that much stronger. So thanks for your gifts and your support. As you consider a year-end gift, you can send it to Ground Up Grace, Post Office Box 93, Bayport, Minnesota, 55003, or you can donate online at groundupgrace.com. Thanks so much for your generous support.
We will sing one verse of Your Little Ones, Dear Lord, Are We.
Your little ones, dear Lord, are we, and come your lowly bed to see. Enlighten every soul and mind, that we the way to you may find.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.